Book 10. Chapter 8. How the king of Babylon took Jerusalem, and burnt the temple, and removed the people of Jerusalem, and Zedekiah to Babylon. And also, who they were that had succeeded in the high priesthood under the kings. Now the king of Babylon was very intent and earnest upon the siege of Jerusalem. And he erected towers upon great banks of earth, and from them repelled those that stood upon the walls. He also made a great number of such banks round about the whole city, whose height was equal to those walls. However, those that were within bore the siege with courage and alacrity, for they were not discouraged, either by the famine or by the pestilential distemper, but were of cheerful minds in the prosecution of the war, although those miseries within oppressed them also, and they did not suffer themselves to be terrified, either by the contrivances of the enemy or by their engines of war, but contrived still different engines to oppose all the other withal, till indeed there seemed to be an entire struggle between the Babylonians and the people of Jerusalem, which had the greater sagacity and skill, the former party supposing they should be thereby too hard for the other, for the destruction of the city, the latter placing their hopes of deliverance in nothing else but in persevering in such inventions in opposition to the other, as might demonstrate the enemy's engines were useless to them. And this siege they endured for 18 months, until they were destroyed by the famine, and by the darts which the enemy threw at them from the towers. Now the city was taken on the 9th day of the 4th month, in the 11th year of the reign of Zedekiah. They were indeed only generals of the king of Babylon, to whom Nebuchadnezzar committed the care of the siege, for he abode himself in the city of Riblah. The names of these generals who ravaged and subdued Jerusalem, if anyone desires to know them, were these: Nergal Sharezer, Samgar Nebu, Rabsaris, Sorsechim, and Rabmag. And when the city was taken about midnight, and the enemy's generals were entered into the temple, and when Zedekiah was sensible of it, he took his wives, and his children, and his captains, and his friends, and with them fled out of the city, through the fortified ditch, and through the desert. And when certain of the deserters had informed the Babylonians of this, at break of day, they made haste to pursue after Zedekiah, and overtook him not far from Jericho, and encompassed him about. But for those friends and captains of Zedekiah, who had fled out of the city with him, when they saw their enemies near them, they left him, and dispersed themselves, some one way, and some another, and every one resolved to save himself. So the enemy took Zedekiah alive, when he was deserted by all but a few, with his children and his wives, and brought him to the king. When he was come, Nebuchadnezzar began to call him a wicked wretch, and a covenant-breaker, and one that had forgotten his former words, when he promised to keep the country for him. He also reproached him for his ingratitude, that when he had received the kingdom from him, who had taken it from Jehoiakim, and given it to him, he had made use of the power he gave him against him that gave it. But, said he, God is great, who hated that conduct of thine, and hath brought thee under us. And when he had used these words to Zedekiah, he commanded his sons and his friends to be slain, while Zedekiah and the rest of the captains looked on. After which he put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him, and carried him to Babylon. And these things happened to him, as Jeremiah and Ezekiel had foretold to him, that he should be caught, and brought before the king of Babylon, and should speak to him face to face, and should see his eyes with his own eyes, and thus far did Jeremiah prophesy. But he was also made blind, and brought to Babylon, but did not see it, according to the prediction of Ezekiel. We have said thus much, because it was sufficient to show the nature of God to such as are ignorant of it, that it is various, and acts many different ways, and that all events happen after a regular manner, in their proper season, and that it foretells what must come to pass. It is also sufficient to show the ignorance and incredulity of men, whereby they are not permitted to foresee anything that is future, and are without guard exposed to calamities, so that it is impossible for them to avoid the experience of those calamities. And after this manner have the kings of David's race ended their lives, being in number 21, until the last king, who altogether reigned 514 years and 6 months and 10 days, of whom Saul, who was their first king, retained the government 20 years, though he was not of the same tribe with the rest. And now it was that the king of Babylon sent Nebuzaradan, the general of his army, to Jerusalem, to pillage the temple, who had it also in command to burn it and the royal palace, and to lay the city even with the ground, and to transplant the people into Babylon. Accordingly, he came to Jerusalem in the 11th year of King Zedekiah, and pillaged the temple, and carried out the vessels of God, both gold and silver, and particularly that large laver which Solomon dedicated, as also the pillars of brass, and their chapiters, with the golden tables and the candlesticks. And when he had carried these off, he set fire to the temple, in the 5th month, the 1st day of the month, in the 11th year of the reign of Zedekiah, and in the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. He also burnt the palace, and overthrew the city. Now the temple was burnt 476 years, 6 months, and 10 days after it was built. It was then 1,062 years, 6 months, and 10 days from the departure out of Egypt. And from the deluge to the destruction of the temple, the whole interval was 1,957 years, 6 months, and 10 days. But from the generation of Adam until this befell the temple, there were 3,513 years, 6 months, and 10 days. So great was the number of years hereto belonging. And what actions were done during these years we have particularly related. But the general of the Babylonian king now overthrew the city to the very foundations, and removed all the people, and took for prisoners the high priest Seraiah, and Zephaniah the priest that was next to him, and the rulers that guarded the temple, who were 3 in number, and the eunuch who was over the armed men, and 7 friends of Zedekiah, and his scribe, and 60 other rulers, all which, together with the vessels which they had pillaged, he carried to the king of Babylon to Riblah, a city of Syria. So the king commanded the heads of the high priests and of the rulers to be cut off there, but he himself led all the captives and Zedekiah to Babylon. He also led Josedek the high priest away bound. He was the son of Seraiah the high priest, whom the king of Babylon had slain in Riblah, a city of Syria, as we just now related. And now, because we have enumerated the succession of kings, and who they were, and how long they reigned, I think it necessary to set down the names of the high priests, and who they were that succeeded one another in the high priesthood under the kings. The first high priest then at the temple which Solomon built was Zadok. After him his son Achimas received that dignity. After Achimas was Azarias. His son was Joram, and Joram's son was Esus. After him was Axioramus. His son was Phidens, and Phidens' son was Sudeas. And Sudeas' son was Juelus, and Juelus' son was Jotham, and Jotham's son was Urias, and Urias' son was Nerias, and Nerias' son was Odias, and his son was Salamis, and Salamis' son was Elcius, and his son was Azarias, and his son was Seraias, and his son was Josedek, who was carried captive to Babylon. All these received the high priesthood by succession, the sons from their father. When the king was come to Babylon, he kept Zedekiah in prison until he died, and buried him magnificently, and dedicated the vessels he had pillaged out of the temple of Jerusalem to his own gods, and planted the people in the country of Babylon, but freed the high priest from his bonds.